Okay, third time is the charm. Our conference is now being recorded. I want to thank and bless for those who are attending. It is a magical moon tonight. It is a super full moon. The moon is in Scorpio, and it is as close as it's going to be to the Earth in 25 years. So tonight is a special night for declaring magic. Moon in Scorpio is a particularly magical time. Scorpio is the sign of generation, from procreation to making money, and it is a water sign. And so the moon is about as fertile as it gets tonight, and we are going to bless our ESP laboratory and bless our work as we dance around the maypole. The dance around the maypole is our theme of the month, because as you're dancing, you are in rhythm with the earth and the stars and the moon and each other. And it's a most magical time that we celebrated this May Day. So this month we are celebrating in the ESP lab, having fun and living. So let us, in togetherness, welcome this merry, magical month of May and touch our power star in our newsletter and feel the love, growth, and spring renewal. And let us, each one, be rededicated to a personal experience to receive spiritual renewal with positive life, and one filled with love, peace, joy, hope, prosperity, fresh increase, and all manner of new good fortune pouring in for each one of us. So let's touch our power star often and receive a renewed connection with positive spiritual forces. Let us feel the energy flow. Let us breathe, relax, smile, and joy. Let's have fun and win. And let's continue the joy of living with the nature spirits and the Gronky Doddles as we renew our commitment to living life as a celebration, and let there be new joy, new prosperity with lots of good energy for each one of us participating. So mote it be. Now, each conference call, we encourage everyone to bring a prayer that they would like to burn, and also to bring their magic minds, for we are all magic minds. And tonight, since it is the full moon, and it is a special magical full moon, we will be having wine and white wine in our chalice tonight instead of the usual water that we normally have. So my prayers are ready to burn. I have one for the lab, and I have one for myself. And I have my altar all set up, which means that I have cleaned and blessed it and purified it. And just as a thought, you know, when you're creating an altar, it is a power spot. It is a place for you to invoke the spirit and be close to the spirit, and spirit is all around us and everywhere, but where spirit is invoked, it becomes more present. So tonight I have cleaned my altar, and the most traditional direction for altars is facing east. Mine is facing east, and I have a picture of Mama Isis facing me. And I have an ancient lithograph of Abraxas from the 1700s and a picture of young Osiris. So I guess we're a little bit in an Egyptian mode tonight, but Isis is the symbol of the moon. And I'm lighting some sage. And as I light this sage, hold one second. As I light this sage, I know that this space and everything within it is purified and blessed on seven planes of reality, and that the mother of the universe experiences this sage and is welcomed here to my clean altar space, which is ready for new magic and new love and new manifestation of true wishes. So now we will do the green light meditation, and we ask you to tune into it. Green, of course, is the color of the heart chakra and of growth. And our little time on earth is all about growth, renewal, new life, and evolving to the next level. Let's stay with the green light for May, the light of love, growth, of spring's green healing light of life and prosperity. Let's play with the nature spirits and the Gronky Doddles as we experience this living, loving, laughing light of nature and the green garments of the Earth Mother. Feel oneness with nature and all green living things. This is on the ray of the power and energy transforming personalities of Pan, Osiris, Hiawatha, and Ostara. Shimmer green with a positive growth-oriented transformation as we experience wholeness, wellness, peace, protection, prosperity, renewal, and new growth with the power of the green light. Let us make this our third or extra light attunement period for each day of May. Know that you will be uplifted and helped by participating. To play with us, just find a relatively peaceful place in which to relax and focus your complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God, if the term is okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks, and know there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then when you feel ready, invite the light to turn to the brilliant emerald green color and continue. I feel the shimmering green light flooding my aura and being with its love and super cleansing, healing, growth, and strength, with spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, fun, and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing, power, psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth, with laughter, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra, extra fun and love, as it burns, loves, and laughs away, purifies, and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life, as I accept good cheer, good health, with celebration, charisma, and success. I am filled to the happy, loving, overflowing point now, so I gladly share my good by directing the energy to flow out to today's special night light members and each one of us, and through our personal experiences to our ESP lab. We feel thanks with a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit returns to us. Blessed be. We've had a rash of deer in the yard, which is really great because they're beautiful and soft. However, they make my dogs go a little ballistic. Come on, girls, inside. Come on. Let's go. Come on. A little bit. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. We'll put them up. Come on, girl. Go lay down. So now I want to share with you my editorial for this spring month of May, which is most fun. And I had the neatest experience that inspired of it. And, of course, we have little Ace pictured in the newsletter, who is 6 weeks old, and he has gone to a good home. My friend Glenn is a member who lives on the property and is a maintenance person who helps me and with my dogs and with the lab too. His little dog had puppies. And puppies are great because they are the essence of new life. Hold on. Come on. We're going to a different room. Come on. me. I have a 11-month-old Great Dane girl who just wants to bark at the deer. All right, so the theme for May is have fun, celebrate joy, and win big. Happy spring. At least we wish this for you and for me and our ESP laboratory. One way to make things happy is to turn to the joyful side of life. The Hindu master, Sri Satya Sai Baba, indicated that the first and most important thing in the spiritual path is to experience joy. And this is because it is pleasing to the Lord. Why is joy and the experience of joy so important? One big reason is that our thoughts and emotions shape our physical reality and our life experience. And whatever your spiritual disposition or lack of one, we in the physical desire to lead a better life. Spring is a natural time for personal renewal. So find a daffodil to watch as it reaches for the sun or a puppy to play with in celebration of spring's new life with new opportunities to begin again as we experience the joys of daily living. And here is a chant that I was taking different pieces of Al's chants, and I was chanting outside, and I was throwing them up, the energy to the sky after each line. And after the fifth line, I threw the energy up directly above me, and as I looked up right above me, I saw five turkey vultures soaring high. And they're a symbol of resurrection and eternal life, with five being a number of transformation and change. And so I felt blessed as I did my five different light chants, and here it goes. Rama Agni, send the light. Madre Grande, bring the light. Higher powers, send the light. Mama Isis, bring the light. God Almighty, send the light. The light that sets us free. Our good friend Al Manning commented on how the experience of exuberance affects us. And Al said, have you ever seen little lambs just jump straight up into the air for the sheer joy of being alive? Maybe anything's really love to frolic and play as part of their joy of living. When you get into that mode, overflowing with joy, enthusiasm, exuberance, and zest for life, your thought form and dimension shift endeavors reach a magnificent peak of reality and certainty of manifestation. Spirit loves to be and have fun. That's the way life ought to be, and everything goes much better that way. Okay, I sound like a broken record prattling about fun and play, but that's only because it works. The more we play with spirit and at life, the better it all gets. So that's a quote from Al. And so let us lovingly celebrate with nature and keep winning. All right. We're now going to get ready and switch to the second half of our conference call. And normally we do these during the day, light hours, and do them on a Sunday, but I wanted to do them tonight with the energy of the full moon to go with us. And so I have my altar all prepared, which is a clean space that has had the all leftover thoughts just transformed into pure light. And of course, there's more than one chant to do that. On the prayers today, I have a white Rama Agni pyramid sheet for the lab and a blue one for my personal wishes. But, you know, when you're cleaning your altar and getting it ready and you get rid of the old vibes, Al's standard white light Rama Agni chant for protection and the cleansing of the energy. So as we light our sage, and we can do our Rama Agni chant to bring a little purity to the altar here. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama, Agni, send the powerful light to me. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Rama, Agni, send the light that sets us free. And as I light this sage, let our magic circle of our ESP laboratory be cleansed and blessed on seven planes of reality. Let us know that the spirit is here with us and the sage burns, and as the smoke rises, we are cleansed and blessed on seven planes. And I'm going to now light a magic candle, a brand new candle for the full moon, and I have it on my power star. And as the candle is lighted, we invoke the East, reaching with our magic minds and our magic wands and our magic selves to the great lands of the East, the lands of new beginnings and the fire of daily existence. And we pull that energy right into our circle, right into our candle flame as we say, "Welcome, East." We call the energy from the West. And we call the wisdom of the West, the air, the power of the mind. And we call the energies of Mercury, Thoth, Hermes to be with us as we say, "Welcome, West."
Welcome.
We call the vast treasuries of the earth, of Osiris and Pan and more, the green garments of the Earth Mother. And we ask them to dance in our candle flame as we say, "Welcome, South." And we reach to the great north, the lands of the waters of life, and the energies of the emotions, and pulling and inviting and invoking the authority of Isis to be with us in these candle flames. And we declare that our candle is the crossroads of the universe, and that our light is shining bright through all the planes so that all sparks of light that are with us can be here dancing in the flames. And toward that end, I take this ring, which is a symbol of my authority, and I place it here on the Mother's altar, knowing that it works with her now and through eternity. I'm now looking for a chant. This one, I just realized I don't remember accurately anymore. And the last time I talked to Al about protection magic, he asked me to look up this chant, which you can find on page 74 of the Miracle Spiritology book. And at the same time, this is a protection chant towards creating a permanent protection thought form. And an aside, a quick aside, is that we're on the eve of Venus retrograde. It only happens every year and a half. When it does, it tends to make people unhappy because the goddess of love is on vacation. And she's on vacation for 6 weeks. And that starts May 15th. But if we have our psychic armor on and we're centered in peace and love, we're just going to hold the attitude that it's water off the duck's back. However, we're going to work to create a thought form of protection energy. And first, we are going to just greet Ra in the East and thank him for his great illuminating light. Then we're going to face Isis in the North and thank you, Mother, for your love and your great strength. And we are going to face Thoth in the West and thank him for his great wisdom and protection and magic. And we are going to reach to Osiris and to Pan, and we are going to salute them as lords of the green ray of infinite supply, of plants, of growth, of love. And now we are starting to create a lovely, in our magic minds, whirling thought form, starting in the east, going counterclockwise. And as we are going counterclockwise, we are building a thought form above our heads, a whirling thought form, and we're going to call this thought form Thank You, Al. And we're going to call this thought form Thank You, Al, because he gave us so many tools to make our lives better. And we want Al Manning to add his magic to our protection thought form for each one of us participating today, and a protection thought form for the ESP Lab and for all of our members. So Thank You, Al, is the name of this new protection and good fortune thought form that we are creating with thanksgiving, with love, with the energy transforming personalities helping out. And as it's, the energy starts to whirl stronger and stronger, we are going to feed it with this little chant, which I am going to memorize. All spells and energy sent to me by fire of Ra now purified be. By love of Isis toward me be filled. Wisdom of Thoth bends you to my will. With the power of Osiris you work for me. My success and health ever greater must be. All spells and energies now must help me and as my will. So mote it be. So we're going to keep the energy flowing, whirling, and we want to feel the solid cone of power and know that it has all the energy it needs to accomplish its happy mission of bringing us protection, and then we're going to add the energy of good fortune into it. Because our new magic thought form that we're calling today, Thank You, Al, is going to be one of protection and good fortune in spite of it all. All spells and energy sent to me by fire of Ra now purified be. And now I'll do one for us. All spells and energy sent to we by fire of Ra now purified be. By love of Isis towards us be filled. Wisdom of Thoth bends you to my will. With the power of Osiris you work for me and we. My success and health ever greater must be. All spells and energies now must help me, and as my will, so mote it be. We're going to keep the energy going, and you can feed your little thought form just by thinking of Al with remembrance for him and thanking him for his terrific support, for his love, friendship, and help throughout the years. And we're going to add all that energy to the cone of power as we say, all spells and energy sent to me by fire of Ra now purified be. By love of Isis toward me be filled. Wisdom of Thoth bends you to my will. With the power of Osiris you work for me. My success and health ever greater must be. And I'm also talking about our ESP laboratory. And all spells and energies now must help we. And as our will, so mote it be. All right, we've got that thought form energy going. And now we're going to say the chant that I've been working to memorize, which is the Good Fortune Prosperity Chant to Jupiter, and we're going to add that into that cone of power as it's sweeping away the negative, and it's turning and transforming the negative into the positive. Let us know that this thought form is filled with this Good Fortune Chant. Mm-hmm. Oh, great and mighty Jupiter, your friendship we do seek. All your emissaries sent to me, and we, spirits rich and sleek, good nature spirits sent by Jove, your comradeship I love, for bounty and good fellowship. Our thanks are sent above. And now our lights are shining bright, rich green for all to see. Prosperity descends on me and we. Our thanks to lovely thee. And now our light is shining bright, rich green for all to see. Good fortune is our love life, with thanks so mote it be. Good fortune is my love life, with thanks so mote it be. O great and mighty Jupiter, your friendship I do seek. Great nature spirit sent to me, spirits rich and sleek. Good nature spirit sent by Jove, your comradeship I love. For bounty and good fellowship, our thanks are sent above. And now my light is shining bright, rich green for all to see. Prosperity descends on me, my thanks to lovely thee. And now my light is shining bright, rich green for all to see. Good fortune is my love life, with thanks so mote it be. So as you get these chants, and you are thinking of these chants, just feed your little new thought form, thank you, Al.
Thank you.
And now I'm going to pour the wine, and I'm going to do a ancient full moon power chant that is a Native American ancient power chant. And the chant goes, ah, wah, de-ya-ha, ah, wah, de-ya-ha. And as you do the chant, you put your left foot down, and then you go to your right foot, and your left foot, and your right foot, and your left foot. And it's ah, wah, de-ya-ha. And the ha gets a little extra ha energy. And what you're doing is you're saying, Mother Earth, wake up with power. Your children are calling you. And so we are going to add that energy into the wine as the thought form spirals overhead, bringing protection and good fortune and power of communion with nature. Awadeyaha! 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 And I hold up this chalice to the mother of the universe, to Isis by her many, many names. And we invoke into this wine to celebrate with us all sparks of life and love and laughter everywhere that are with us, that want to see us get ahead in life and survive with style and thrive and grow. And so we hold up this cup to all the powers that our Mary spirit bands have, of Nergal, Ra, Ishtar, Osiris, Marduk, Thoth, Bast, and Isis. We thank the good spirits for filling up our cup with everything we need. And now I'm going to drink this wine, and I share it with you. It's white wine, the wine of spirit. And I say to you, my fellow ESP Lab members, share with us this wine of life. And now, knowing that the power is strong tonight, and it has been raised by our togetherness with Mother Nature, I'm going to offer up this prayer to the Mother, Mama Isis, and to our great teachers and helpers on all planes of reality that serve us in the ESP Lab. And we invite our own spirit teachers and guides and masters of the pyramid. And my prayer is, let there be peace and protection now with good fortune for all ESP Lab members, so mote it be. And then I signed my name, and I'm going to light the candle flame on this prayer, and right ahead of the prayer, I will read, right ahead of the flame, I will read this prayer. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the powerful light to me. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause me no alarm. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. I'm now going to take a personal prayer for my own success, protection, and good fortune. And I'm going to light it in the flame, and I'm going to offer it up to the Mother of the Universe. And as we say, Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send electric blue to me and we. Heal my body and heal our bodies and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets us all free. So mote it be. And since we have a little prosperity energy going, we're going to do one more prosperity declaration, and then we'll close our little ceremony. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh inquiries, creativity, peace, love, harmony, positive publicity for you and me and our ESP laboratory. So mote it be. Our words have power as of old, so hear us now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring some silver and bring some gold and bring that lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now, have fun with me. Dance with magic, magic glee, and treasures bring most happily. And as my will, so mote it be. I give thanks to all the spirits of light that are gathered here. I give thanks for our protective spirits, our guardian angels, our teachers, our guides to be with us and the spirit of the light and guide us through today, tomorrow, and the next day. And for your loving help to all invoked, I say thank you, thank you, thank you for your love, friendship, and help. And now I'm going to close the ceremony tonight by reaching up to the great sky and pulling the sky's lovely energy into my being, saying, the sky spirits love me. And I'm going to gather up the great forces and treasures of the earth as I declare the earth spirits love me. And I'm going to reach out to all life everywhere and declare all life loves me. I'm going to send my energy back to the candle flame, to the altar, and I'm going to say it is done in togetherness, it is finished in togetherness, for we have set it in togetherness with the great mother of creation and positive sparks of light, and it is so. And now I'm going to extinguish this flame, this candle flame, knowing that it is only a symbol of the greater light that burns within each one of us. And I take up my magical ring, but declare that my energy is with the Mother of the Universe, working her will throughout the planes. And so, that is our conference call. And I'm going to turn off the recording, and we can chat for a minute if you like. So let me just look at how I think I have to